Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Longtime big leaguer. Now he is a NESN Red Sox analyst, also doing some work as an MLB analyst for CBS Sports. Will Middlebrooks joining us. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Well, it's always great to have you, man. Get your perspective on this. Now, I laid a whopper of a take on the air yesterday, and I'm going to see if you can actually either – either get on the bandwagon with me or tell me that I'm damn crazy.
Okay.
I said yesterday that at the time the Guardians were six games below 500, but I think they're playing better ball the last couple of weeks. And I'd said that by the end of this month, the Guardians will be 500 or better. Can I get you on my bandwagon with this take?
Oh, the offense has got to do more. It's got to do more. Your pitching is good. I mean, obviously you have, in my opinion, the best closer in baseball. But you got to do more. I think you guys go out at the trade deadline and get a bat, and maybe we're talking in this discussion a little more. But as of right now, like, I feel like they're kind of in the same area as Boston, is kind of a 500 team.
So if the Guardians win tonight, can I get you on this? No?
Yeah, sure. Look, I'll tell you this much. Pitching and defense goes a very long ways. You have a lot of pitching. I think your defense is a little sloppy at times. But pitching will take you a lot further than offense in this league, especially with what hitters are trying to do in this game right now and how good pitching is. So you do have an advantage with the arms you have.
Well, I'm interested in this Shane Bieber stuff. We've actually had the conversation that I think the Guardians could stay in actual contention and trade who has been their best pitcher over the last 4 or 5 years. Like, I'm not fretting moving on from him, and that's probably because of the young arms. But when we talk about Shane Bieber's market, do you think there would be a significant market for his services if the Guardians do decide to shop him at the deadline?
I think so. I mean, there's plenty of contenders that have injuries and issues within their rotation. You look at the Texas Rangers, you look at the Astros, you look at the Yankees, where I think he would fit. You don't necessarily – yeah, he lost velocity. He's not striking out guys as much, but he can still pitch. We saw it a couple days ago. We've seen he got beat up a little bit against Baltimore two starts ago. But, I mean, for the most part, those clunkers don't happen because of his command. Yeah, he's going to pitch at 91, but he's going to pitch to the – you know, between the edge of the plate and the chalk. He's going to mix speeds, which has seen a ton more of cutters and sliders from him. He just knows how to pitch, and he can read swings, and he's a professional. So, yeah, I do think the market will be pretty good for him. Does he need these next couple starts need to go really well? Yeah, I think so. I think he got off on the right foot against Boston 2 days ago. But, yeah, there's a lot of teams I think that will need his services once the end of July gets here.
Will, I know there's a lot of scuttlebutt about this, and so I wanted to ask you, since you were a major league batter for so long, when you see Shane now, I know the velo drop is there. Do you still see a guy that qualifies to be one of the two or one or two best pitchers on a staff?
I think he can be. Yeah, absolutely. Like, just back to what I just said, I know this league has gone homers and strikeouts and velocity and whatever we can make content out of on the internet and have fun with it is what's important, and that's just where we're at right now. He doesn't throw gas. We get that. And, a lot of teams are signing guys that throw 100, and that's the trend right now. I still think he is a solid number two on a lot of these teams, especially the teams that are going to be looking at him at the trade deadline. I mean, the Texas Rangers really stand out to me. I mean, with their Grom going down, with them kind of overperforming where they're at, if they're still playing to that level, they're a real contender, not only to get to the postseason, but to win a World Series. So he's won a Cy Young. I mean, the history's there, the resume's there. It's more than just what he'll bring when he's on the mound every 5 days, but what he brings to a clubhouse too, you know, just the experience. So yeah, to your point, I think he can still be a really solid, in my opinion, a number two on a lot of squads.
You know, we're talking about the Guardians, what they might do at the trade deadline. What do you think the Sox will do?
That's a great question. There's a lot up in the air right now. I mean, I think they could use an arm. I think offensively, they're actually a really good team. They scuffled over the last 3 weeks or so. But, I mean, through the first month and a half of the year, they were top three offense in baseball, but the pitching wasn't doing anything. And then all of a sudden, the pitching came around, and the offense forgot how to hit. And then they've been a pretty bad defensive team over the last couple weeks as well. So I think if anything, they add an arm in the rotation, and that's if they see themselves in the mix. Right now, it's tough to see that. They're playing 500 baseball. They're in a division that is an absolute gauntlet. And they're fighting for the last wild card spot, because right now, honestly, four teams from the AL East could make the postseason.
Will Middlebrooks, MLB analyst, Red Sox analyst on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So because of what you just said, because the AL East every year seems, I don't know, four or five deep with teams that could be 500 or better, are you a proponent of redistricting, you know, divisions, or maybe finding a different way, given that, let's just be fair, the AL Central always seems to be a little lighter?
Yeah, it does. It does seem that way. At the end of the day, you know, I'm somewhat of a baseball purist, so the last couple of years have been tough for me. But I will say, with all the rule changes and all that, we don't have to get too deep into it. I thought I was going to hate every bit of this, and I absolutely love it. I think it's been great for the game. The pace of play is great. Obviously, being in the booth and calling games now, it's a much better pace for us as well. There's not as much dead time that we have to cover, and it's just baseball, baseball, baseball nonstop. And 2.5 hours later, you look up, it's 7-5, and the game's over in 2.5 hours instead of 3.5. It's actually been really enjoyable. I think the fans can say that as well. But back to the original point, I don't want to keep changing it, man. I like it how it is, and it's not always going to be that way. I mean, it's just a cycle. At some point, the Central is going to be strong. Had the last few years, have they been weak? Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's always going to stay that way.
Well, I want to ask you about Shohei Ohtani. You know, Steve Stone the other day had mentioned that Ohtani reminds him of Michael Jordan, of course, and maybe it's kind of similar to Nikola Jokic in Denver, you know, playing on a smaller market team that people don't see a lot. Obviously, a West Coast team, Mountain West with Denver. Do you think he needs to get to a better team for us to recognize his greatness?
I think he's beyond that. I think he's so good that people still recognize his greatness. I think he'll take it to even another stratosphere if he does get onto a contender on a good team. I would like to see him somewhere else. I've been wanting to see Mike Trout somewhere else, but I think he's content where he's at. That's just kind of the guy he is. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's not that Mike Trout doesn't want to win. I know Mike Trout really well. We lived together in 2011 in the Arizona Fall League, and we were just kids. But, I mean, he's a competitor. He wants to win, of course. But he also feels loyalty to the Angels. But as far as Ohtani goes, yeah, I mean, does he end up in a Dodger uniform? How does that go? I mean, that's where superstars go, and they bloom even more in that market. Yes, it's the same city, but it's way different being in Dodger blue. I don't picture him going East Coast. I really don't. I think a lot of Japanese players enjoy the West Coast because it's such an easy, it's an easier flight to get home, back and forth with their families, things like that, to Japan. I see him ended up with the Dodgers, and if I'm the Angels, I have to move him. You have to trade him. Like, you're not going to retain him. Right, he's making $30 million this year. He was making 2.6 the last couple years, and you still couldn't buy enough talent, bring in enough talent around him to win. So, what makes you think you're going to be able to do that when he's making twice as much? It seems irresponsible by the front office of the Angels if you did not move him and get something in return, rather than let him walk for absolutely nothing this winter.
Will Ohtani last night, 10 Ks, Just the dude just keeps rolling here. I know it feels like an incredibly small sample size because he's only been in the bigs a couple years here and only really been healthy the last couple years. But at what point does this guy, given what he's doing on the mound and with a bat, at what point does he truly enter the GOAT conversation in baseball?
No, he's there. How's he not? I mean, no one's ever done this. We were comparing him to Babe Ruth for a little while, and now it's like, oh yeah, Babe Ruth wasn't even doing that. Babe Ruth, like this mythical creature of Babe Ruth, like it wasn't even real. And we're comparing him, and now he has surpassed that. Obviously, the career home runs is one thing that Babe Ruth had, and Ohtani's not going to get there, obviously. But what he's doing, I mean, he's got a 3 ERA. He's got 96 strikeouts in 71 innings. But he's also got 16 homers and 42 RBIs. Like, I can't even fathom, like, this is like a really good high school player playing in the big league. You know what I mean? Like, a two-way player in high school that's just better than everyone else, you know. But he's doing it at the highest level in the sport. He had his numbers in Japan. He played his years there. So he's not going to have, like, tremendous pitching and hitting numbers by the end of his career here just because of the age he was and the longevity of his career in America. But how is he not a Hall of Famer? How does he not go down as one of the best players of all time because of what he's able to do both pitching and hitting? It just, he's one of a kind, and I really hope we don't get numb to his greatness. I hope we continue to be in awe of it and enjoy it, because I don't know that this is ever going to happen again, ever.
You know, with that, I know Dustin kind of touched on this a little bit with the idea of Ohtani in another market, and there's been so much conversation in the last 10 years. Mike Trout actually had something to say about this, about how baseball markets its stars. You know, there are some situations, like in New York with the Yankees, where if you're a great New York Yankee, you market yourself. But in terms of baseball itself, what can baseball do better to showcase, or is there something they can do to showcase their stars in situations like where Ohtani is, or even in small markets, great players like Jose Ramirez in Cleveland?
Yeah, I think they are doing better. I will say over the last couple of years, it has improved. They were really a couple steps behind every other league as far as social media and putting together content for players and making it exciting and fun for the younger generation, because the older generation is mostly, those are your baseball fans. The guys who grew up watching in the 60s, 70s, 80s, like those are your baseball fans. But they're not going to be here forever. And this younger generation, it's hard to get their attention because of technology and just the way the world is now. It's different. No one sits down in front of a TV and watches a game. They're going to see whatever highlights and whatever they can get in the palm of their hand is what's important. So making that stuff more accessible and fun. Let's start with blackouts and restrictions and things like that, where you can't watch your team because you live there on an app. Like, that's ridiculous to me. You should be able to watch a team wherever you want. I know it's business, I know it's money, but if the root of your problems is growing the game, you maybe give up a little bit of money to grow the game, or it's going to continue in a downward spiral, which I think they have done a better job, I will say that, of helping grow the game and doing things with youth programs and people all over the world.
He is Will Middlebrooks, Red Sox analyst, CBS Sports HQ analyst, host of the Wake and Rake podcast. The man has many jobs, and he's good at all of them. Will, I hope you enjoy the rest of your time here analyzing the Red Sox-Guardians series. I don't want you to enjoy it that much because I'd like the series to win, but we appreciate
it. I need to win this series. We need to win. They've lost two series in a row. You can't go three. Sorry.
I think we need it more, but you know what? We can agree to disagree. Thanks so much, buddy.
That's fine. Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. See you next time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.